Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, November 16th. After markets rallied yesterday on reports that a couple of errant or otherwise Russian rockets landed in Poland on the Polish-Ukrainian border area, killing two Polish people. Now that story has been changed or clarified to possibly defensive rockets being used or the debris from a defensive hit against Russian rockets. So less of an intentional attack and more of a collateral damage accident. But as the story changed and the anxiety and tension regarding events over in Ukraine came down, along with that came down the grain prices. So let's take a look at corn. We had December finished down penny and a half at 665 and a quarter, about 8 cents off of the lows, just about three quarters of a cent off of a 666 high. Corn supported today by the fact that the USDA announced the sale of 1.867 million metric tons of corn to Mexico. So it seems that all Mexico ponders banning GMO corn sales from the U.S. into Mexico. Whoever needs corn there is loading their caches while they can still buy corn out of the U.S. Funds still long about 220,000 contracts of corn. Right now, we have held the last few days at 650 support. That's where that old low comes in from back late September. And it's also just above the 100-day moving average. There comes in about 650 and a half. So with the funds long 220,000 contracts, we'll have to see how they react if we have any continuous closes below that 650 level. Taking a look at wheat, December Chicago wheat finished down 10 and 3 quarter cents at 817 and a half, about 16 cents off of an 801 and a half low. So holding above that psychological $8 level in Chicago. Funds short about 40,000 contracts, and we'd probably covered a bunch in a panic yesterday on that news. We'll see if they go back and add to that position as tensions subside. Kansas City, December, finished down 7.5 at 955 and a half, 14 cents off of a 941 and a half low. Funds long 25,000 contracts in Kansas City. USDA did announce a sale today, 150,000 metric tons of red spring wheat to Iraq. So good to see the U.S. getting on the board with some sales there. Taking a look at soybeans, January finished down 28 cents at 14.29 and a quarter, just 6 cents off lows at 14.23 and a quarter, and about 25 cents off of the highs coming in at 14.55. So we now have the beans holding just above the 50-day moving average, came in at 14.21 and three quarters. The 200-day at about 14.47, so covered that range today. Again, without any fresh news, we are kind of bouncing back and forth here in this range we have been in since the market rallied above $14 back in late October. In weather news, we've got Argentina getting some needed rains there, so their crop is still got some questions, but this could help with planting. Brazil looking to have a big crop. And the geopolitical news, in spite of the turmoil yesterday regarding those rockets, Russia is still stating that they are interested in continuing the grain corridor deal, which is expiring in the next several days. So we will see how that goes. Funds long about 115,000 contracts in the beans. Taking a look at outside markets, we've got the dollar index up two ticks, 106.31 crude oil. Coming back down $1.22 a barrel at 85.70. So that market also relaxing a bit after yesterday's little spike on that panic. And the Dow Industrials at this point up just about 20 points here. We've had about a 250-point range in the Dow today. Again, that Dow index also taking a bit of a beating yesterday on the news that those rockets dropped about 600-700 points and then rallied a few hundred back. So markets continue to be primarily dictated by headlines, and we will have to wait for the next one to come out. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.